Telephone.
Hey, Linear.
Hi, Brad.
We're on the phone show.
It's a very special day on the phone show.
Yeah, if you say so. I don't know. So it's the anniversary, and I promised really great things, and I'm not delivering.
I'm shocked.
Absolutely nothing prepared, but luckily you prepared lots of backup material.
I frantically spent the last 5 minutes trying to record a prank call, and it failed.
5 minutes? Wow.
Yeah. Look, that's 4 more minutes than my normal preparation for the show.
Well, I've got a pretty amazing thing about tonight's show.
Is Bessa going to be here finally?
No. No, she's on assignment.
Oh.
She's on assignment still. Tonight, we're broadcasting video, a live streaming video of the show. And to see the live streaming video, all you have to do is go to Chat Roulette and click through all the penises until you find me.
Until you find Brad's penis.
That's right. So, there's lots of people, like, just keep coming on and leaving immediately. I guess my penis isn't that appetizing. But, yeah, it can be like a contest thing. Like, go to Chat Roulette and start scrolling through people and try and find the phone show.
If you're able to find the phone show, Brad will replace the toaster you lost when you tried to hack your CB radio.
That's right. I don't think the people on Chat Roulette can talk to the show. I think I'll be able to hear them, but no one else can. So I'm sure everyone's upset about that.
Now we won't know what they have to say about your penis.
Yeah. Okay, enough about my penis. We're taking calls. And if you tell me, like, what I'm wearing and stuff, and you'll win something. Probably something lame that you don't even want. That's the contest part of the show. So the phone number to call in is 505-796-4020. Call us and talk about something, because we sure didn't prepare anything. It's a typical show. I'm going to be playing nothing but William Shatner tonight, except for this first song, which some guy told me to play, Storm, and it's called Leech Axis or something. It's amazing. Did you disappear, Lenny?
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm still trying to find your penis.
Great.
Hacks that fog, move that box. Exploit a hole in the Firefox. Hacking is about bringing in a fame. Whoever you be hacking is all the same. Crack that code, buffer overflow. I'll FO makes a lamer go. Hacks that gifts in the CIA. Sell your soul to the zero day.
As you well know, I net sex with beauty patrons. And you net sex with the federal agents. You brute force the password of gay.com. Knock, knock, it's the fits and the baba is on. Right to remain silent like my box and ice. Perfect source code, never write it twice. Better go figure it out before you talk to a fit. It's a feeling very close to a blue screen of death. I'm mocking Steve Jobs and drinking with Bill Gates. Not a day goes by without fucking up server blades. Apple in my eye and a Panther in my tank. I bought Anite tools, they're like try hand wank. Still in the game, though you thought I went away. Nerdies want my rations and they want my 0 days. Better behave you geeks and download the latest patch. The one that's like this Christina Aguilera snatch.
Hacks that fog, move that box. Exploit a hole in the Firefox. Hacking is about bringing in a fame. Whoever you be hacking is all the same. Crack that code, buffer overflow. I'll FO makes a lamer go. Hacks that gifts in the CIA. Sell your soul to the zero day.
Read B-O-W and B-O-G. I sport AMD and fucking R-I-S-C. I'm not like you, I never disrespect my boss. Fine, stole me the motherfucking Mozilla lane thugs. What's under the hood? I got a few teraflops. 1,000 degrees in the core, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot. Check my benchmark, you skinny retard. Ha! Love's a key generator, if it's not 0 day. seated layer. I met my share of flamers, I've got some spleen. Civil day to readers like Commander Keen. I've been in hacks of wars and through hacks of vice. I've seen AVIs with transvestites. I'm hacking my way out of the paper bag. Authentic AMG in my fucking jewel bag.
Hacks that fog, prove that box. Exploit a hole in the firefox. Hacking is about bringing in a fame. Whoever you be hacking is all the same. Crack that code, buffer overflow. I'll FO, makes a lamer go. Hacks that Gibson the CIA. Sell your soul to the zero day. Hacks that fog, prove that box. Exploit a hole in the firefox. Hacking is about bringing in a fame. Whoever you be hacking is all the same. Crack that code, buffer overflow. I'll FO, makes a lamer go. Hacks that Gibson the CIA. Sell your soul to the zero day.
Who's this?
What's up?
Are you in Ohio or Australia?
She came
What's
from
that?
Greece.
Are you in Ohio or Australia? I always get the area code and country code mixed up.
No, I'm in Ohio.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, 6-1 is Australia's country code.
She told me that her dad was
So what's going on?
I'm sure that messes everyone up.
Have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine.
Yeah?
Yeah. So who's this?
In 30 seconds
this
time,
is
said,
Reckless. How are you?
I want to live. Fine.
Like common people.
How are you, Linear?
I'm great.
Linear is getting on chat roulette trying to find my picture in a video.
Yeah, what are you guys like doing out there? Beating off or what?
Yeah. Well, what
else could I really want to see his cock. I'll see what I
can do. It's almost inspired me to go buy a webcam.
What, chat roulette?
Yeah.
I took her to a supermarket.
Yeah, it's, I went on it for the first time yesterday. Somewhere.
How was that?
I don't know what inspired me. I don't know. I made crazy faces and made a few people laugh. I said, pretend you've
got no money. Yeah, just say it. What's the craziest thing you've seen?
Nothing really, just people. Like, I said, yeah. I left it running today for about 30 minutes, and I didn't see one naked person. And I figured that's all
really?
I would see. I figured there would be tons of that, but apparently not.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, I know. What's the point?
I wonder if... Well, there's got to be naked broads in there somewhere, right?
You think so? I was kind of thinking. I figured it would be more naked men. Oh, someone tells me the music is too loud. I'll turn that down.
Yeah, I mean, I was hearing it was like 80% guys beating off. That's what somebody told me, but I don't know.
That's what drew Brad in.
Shut up.
So you guys making pranks today, or what are you guys doing? I never listened to the show before.
No, we don't do prank calls. Oh.
Yeah, we're just talking to you tonight.
Nice. That's a hell of a show.
Prank calls are for kids.
What's that?
You need to grow the fuck up. Prank calls are for kids.
Yeah, you're right. I retired. I used to because I used to go on Carlito's show all the time, but I can't do it anymore.
So you've never listened to the phone show before?
No.
So
no.
I can't ask you what your favorite part of the past year has been?
I went on Twitter and I started following you guys because... I used to be like all the time on Carlito's show and have my own stupid ass show, so that's how I found out about you guys.
Ah, I guess something good has come of Carlito's show being on Cacti Radio. Then
you don't like it? You ever listen to it?
No, I like his show. That's the only reason I let him on. It's because it's kind of awesome.
Nice. Well, that's good to hear. I used to get like really high on coke and weed and stuff and go on there and just say really fucked up shit that I regret. And then there's some guy in California that has tapes of it. If I ever get famous or anything, I'm pretty much fucked. Like half my income.
Don't think about getting into politics.
No, there's absolutely no way. Like doing coke with an underage intern. Oops, shit, fuck. You know, stuff like that, you know. But it was fun, though.
I'm going to hang up on you because I don't want to be associated with your kind.
Bye.
So yeah, like, you know, Legend just tried to call in. Just try and call back in, Legend. Anyone else can call at 505-796-4020. Until then, you have to listen to William Shatner.
Hooray.
Wait, there's some guy calling. Hi.
Hey.
Hey. Are you calling from Ohio or Australia? That's gonna be my
those things.
That's gonna be my question of the night.
I'm not telling you where I'm calling from, whether it be Ohio or Australia.
Fine.
Well, anyway, you should put Longmont Potion Castle in the rotation for Cacti Radio.
Longmont Potion Cast?
Potion Castle. You never heard of it?
No, never.
It's prank calls, and they're funny ones.
Hmm.
Sound funny.
Yes.
You make it sound hilarious.
It is. I guess they're kind of like the right brain pranks to your left brain pranks.
I feel like I'm just there with your descriptiveness.
Well, he calls up places, businesses, or residences.
Oh my god, that's unique.
Both. And he says things that normal people don't say, and they're humorous things, and the other person on the other end doesn't know how to react.
That's like a prank call I've never...
It makes it for a very humorous situation.
That seems dishonest.
Yeah, I know. You just gotta kind of shed the moral implications of it and just enjoy it for what it is.
Can you tell me the name of it again? Because I really never have heard it before. Heard of them.
Longmont Potion Castle.
Huh, okay. I'm not sure I believe this exists, but maybe...
It really do. It really does.
After the show, I'll check it out.
It's really intercut with thrash metal and weird techno, but there's prank calls in the albums.
Okay.
So
how long have you been listening to the phone show? Tell us our greatest moment. Give us content since we don't have
any. Every time I ever called in, because I called in for the last three shows. I'm really great.
You're not very memorable because I don't remember a thing about your calls.
Well, yeah. I played the piano.
Oh, yeah. The telephone tones. You didn't hear that, Linear.
Nope. Yeah, I heard about it.
I still have that, but I'm not going to play it. That'd be boring. I want to be a one-trick pony. I bring something new to the table every time.
That should be a segment every week, you playing the phone piano thing.
Well, I could play guitar, but...
And then A.A. Burns calling in and accompanying you with a red box.
That's going to get boring after a while, I got to say.
That's true. So you wanted to hear a song this week, right?
What?
You wanted to hear a song? Didn't you request a song?
Oh, yeah.
You emailed me a song?
The song, the faint songs.
Okay. I'm going to hang up on you.
I was going to ask why you want to play those. Are they really terrible? They are.
No, I thought it was okay.
It's
playing right now.
Which one?
The phone call one.
Oh, well, okay. But
is that good enough? Because you sent me two.
I don't care which
one
you play.
Huh?
I don't care which one you play.
Okay. Bye.
Wait.
What?
I want to give shout-outs to my homies, Jesse and James.
Of Team Rocket.
Oh, sure.
Giving shout-outs to cartoon characters, that's so lame.
They really aren't. They're real people. They just happen to have those names.
Yeah, sure. They're real people. Just like
they'll be on the show next.
Who's this?
Hey, it's Murdoch.
Oh, hey, Murdoch.
Hey, Murdoch.
Oh, god damn it. All the hell, you interrupted the faint for my ass?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Do you know who the faint is?
I actually like that song.
Oh, well, thanks a lot for interrupting it and making the show worse.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to tell you except, you know, I know what my favorite moment this year on the phone show was. so I have an answer for you for that.
It would be the one that you co-hosted, or the several that you co-hosted.
It would be the one that I co-hosted, yes, that's right. One, the show that we did 2 weeks ago, where we talked about Circle K credit card fraud.
Let's talk about all of that again.
Okay, did you hear about that guy at the Circle K? Got people to read off PIN numbers from unpurchased...
Holy fucking shit, card. Are you serious?
I swear to fucking Christ, dude. I swear to God.
Hey, listen. I was complaining about no naked people on Chat Roulette, and there's a guy laying in bed naked right now, but he's... I can only see from the chest up, so I'm not completely turned on.
Yeah.
But
I was gonna say, actually, if you want me to, I'll just pull the penis out real quick.
Please don't. I don't know if they can hear... Right. Oh, he just logged off.
Well, I mean, how do you know that Linear doesn't want to see my fucking penis?
I'm not even on Chat Roulette.
Well, what difference does that make? How do you know that you don't want to see my penis anyway?
Hey, wait.
I'm not sure if I want to see your penis.
I want to ask these Chat Roulette people something. Do you guys have microphones? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, Linear, can you hear them talking back to you?
I can hear that. I think I'm just hearing your microphone pick them up vaguely.
I think they're just... I think it's like orgasmic moaning and shit.
Yeah, I can hear that.
I don't know if the people listening can hear them, though. There's like three... I know you guys can hear me,
hear
but...
You.
I don't know if the listeners can hear you. You guys should call the show.
No, dude.
505-796-4020. Or phonelosers.org on Skype.
Okay, people in the chat room, do you hear the girls with really horrible sound quality?
Nope.
It doesn't look like it.
I was crossing
no,
the
we
snow
can't.
Fields.
Roxy says that she can't, and Roxy's a lying whore, so we know, you know her word means.
Wait, I want to ask these teenage girls something. How many cocks do you see, like, on average per hour of chat rouletting?
I was broke.
Yeah.
As the carol I got blank stares.
Blank stares. Maybe you should pull out your penis.
They just logged off. Teenage girls don't like when you talk to them about cocks. I don't get it.
I would. Then they probably
I don't fucking
be on
get
chat
it either. I mean, why do you think I'm a faggot? Because I like to suck cock and talk about cock like all day. I could talk about cocks all fucking day.
All right, that's enough of that. We're going back to William Shatner.
Play. I can't get behind that. The one with Henry Rollins.
Okay.
Yes, there are nods in my direction. Clap of hands, a knowing smile. But still,
I'm scared again.
I'm scared again.
I'm scared again. Foot slipped. Pebbles fall, and so did I. Almost. I'm high.
This is RBCP, High Legend. The big
gray wall. Hi, RBCP. I'm way out in the middle of nowhere. I can't hear the phone show.
Oh, you're just calling blindly? You can't hear us?
That's right. I'm calling blindly. I have no clue.
Do you hang it on Chat Roulette a lot?
No, I don't. I play around with it a little bit by inserting just video loops into Chat Roulette. It's pretty funny. Random shit. It's pretty cool.
We're broadcasting the show live on Chat Roulette tonight. Trying to get people to.
How many listeners?
Okay. Well, on the stream there are 27 listeners. On Chat Roulette, there's one.
I can get to the front of the line, but you have to ignore the looks.
There's one on Chat Roulette. There's only one at a time.
I'm waiting. Oh no! Well. That's no fun. I wish it could be multiple. Can you open multiple instances of the program, or am I just streaming?
Oh, I never thought of that. I should try that.
I don't know if that would cause confusion or not. Actually, I don't feel worth a damn right now. I should be in bed.
You should be. Are you driving a taxi around right now?
No, I'm in bed, but I'm not in the bed. I've been flat on my back for the last 3 days.
Okay, yeah, I've actually got two instances of Chat Roulette open right now. I'm going to open up 50 of them.
Oh, cool.
Thanks for the advice,
Legend. Can you connect with other people at the same time?
Can I what?
I mean, every time you connect, it connects to somebody else, even if you're connecting from the same IP.
Yeah, there's two different people on right now. There's. Yeah.
All right. Well, open up as many as your memory can allow. Or if you're using multiple boxes, use that way.
Okay, then.
You heard
okay.
him.
Right.
You better do what he says.
Yes.
Can
you have to.
Before you hang up, can you tell us your favorite phone show moment since it's the one-year anniversary?
Phone show moment? Oh, easy. We got, like, chick band from, that one phone network.
Manic Radio?
Manic Radio.
Where we lasted one night on the air and they kicked us off forever.
The terminal self-destruction. I loved it.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite shows. We should get hired on radio things all the time and just get kicked off constantly.
That was a good night.
Oh, wow.
We should get hired on Manic Radio again as, like, a fake name. You know, just trick them into letting us on again.
Pretend we're metal DJs.
Yeah.
Yeah, metal DJs or some sort of goth, techno, trance or something like that. And all of a sudden, you know, open up the phone show.
That's what we'll do.
What are they going to do?
Kick us off. We can't have that.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to lay down for sure.
Good. I was going to hang up on you anyway.
Oh, you're going to hang up?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. I would say, like, yeah, well, anyway, I'll catch you later. Bye.
Bye. We should take another call.
Okay.
Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
I'm Tully from WeakNet Labs.
Holy shit, Tully. From that amazing show on Cacti Radio called Taming the Electron.
Yeah. It's me.
You know Tully, right, Linear?
I do.
You just don't like him?
Oh, I don't not like him.
Everybody likes
Tully. So how y'all do?
Oh, we're great. You know.
Stuff.
Have you seen the movie War Games, Tully?
I have. And it was mildly uninteresting.
What? You didn't... You've only seen it once?
Yes. I mean, I've seen better.
Because I was going to do the Google translation game tonight with War Games sounds, but they came out so terrible that I think only a true fan could possibly translate some of these.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really a true fan of War Games.
God, I hang up on you.
Oh, that's,
how can you not like War Games?
I don't know. It's just kind of overplayed. And I don't know.
Well, we don't really like you.
I think it'd be better if there's a lot more nudity.
You want, like, Professor Falcon to be nude?
Yeah, just like chat roulette nudity, where you just random cock right in your face.
you should work for MGM making movies. Selling scripts or something.
Yeah. Something interesting. Men are smarter than women, but women live longer.
That's fucked up.
That's a fact. And there was one guy that had hiccups for 69 years.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
This is the best call ever.
What do you call a short Mexican?
Do you know Linear?
I have no idea. I don't think
anyone
heard.
Tell us. Oh man, what if he hung up and didn't tell us the answer?
No, he's a paragraph.
A short Mexican is a paragraph?
Yeah, he's not big enough to be an essay.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I get it.
Oh, hold on. We got to do something here.
Waka waka.
We're hanging up on you.
All right, well, y'all have a great evening.
Get Trevlin to make a new Taming the Electron for this weekend, because we're tired of the one with you on it.
Will do.
Bye.
Bye.
There's lots of people calling in. Oh, what's that?
How do you feel about the anniversary show so far?
It's kicking ass. This is better than 2 weeks ago.
I wouldn't know. I wasn't there.
It's also the anniversary of the PLA forums. This past Sunday was the anniversary of the PLA forums. That's actually existed for 4 years now.
Hooray.
After I was able to, you know, take out Cal's.
Providing some stiff competition.
Yep.
He didn't adjust his business model and he just didn't last.
Yep, they went under. I showed him a thing or two, motherfucker. Yeah, so there's all these people calling in, but I just want to take a quick break and not talk to anyone and play William Shatner. So that's what I'm doing.
Be what, in your early 40s now? If I remember, you were born in June. Or was it May? Eisenhower was the president, although it may have been JFK.
Years of silence, not enough. Who could blame us? Giving up.
Good times. Show better.
Okay, so you're on the air now. Hi, Acid Pez.
Hi. So how's the 1 year anniversary going?
I don't know. Aren't you listening?
No. I'm too busy masturbating.
You asshole. Are you trying to find me? Listening. Are you trying to find the show on Chat Roulette?
I actually am, and I keep running into penises.
Seriously?
It's pretty bad.
I don't know why. I've never seen a penis on Chat Roulette.
I've seen like 20 tonight. It's pretty disturbing.
I'm really disappointed.
I don't know
too.
How you avoid it.
I don't know. I've seen like one chick.
I saw like three teenage girls on, and they said they tried to call the show, but I didn't answer.
Yeah. That's pretty bad. Hey. Hey, come here. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Where's my speakerphone? Okay, call Brad a faggot.
Love faggot.
Oh, nigger.
That's so cute.
Hey, stupid faggot.
Stupid faggot.
Okay, shut up.
I want to have babies and teach them to say awesome things like that.
There's chicks on here right now.
Can you tell us your... before we hang up on you, can you tell us your favorite phone show moment?
When I flushed the toilet on you 2 weeks ago.
Ah. Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
I think that was pretty cool.
Everybody's favorite moment seems to involve themselves.
That was the gayest show ever, right?
Yeah, that's the one.
Like this time? When the show got even gayer? Bye!
Well then.
What?
Well then.
He told us a thing or two. He's still going with... So everyone keep looking on Chat Roulette. You got to win the contest. Maybe I should make it a cool prize, you know, because it doesn't seem like anyone's going to find me. Yes, I'd
like for us to meet. Get a little daughter-dad action going soon. We could put things behind us, eat some pizza, drink some beer. You want to try Cold Mountain? Or is that too long?
Years of silence.
Who's this?
What's that?
That was music. We play music on the show sometimes.
Oh, okay.
It was William Shatner.
Am I on the air?
Yeah. Is this Roxy?
Oh, okay. So I need to turn my radio down?
Yeah, that would be nice.
My favorite part of the show is when Spessa's on, because she gives you some attitude.
Yeah, I miss Spessa.
We all
do. She puts you in your place.
She's always on assignment.
What does that mean?
She's doing more important things than the phone show.
Oh. She says on assignment and just sounds cooler.
Things that make a difference in the world.
Do you think she'll ever apologize to Mendez for me?
Mendez? The Denny's guy?
The dude that killed his parents?
Short Mexican.
Are you talking about the Denny's?
I was going to call up and apologize and just be like, hey, that wasn't me, by the way. You don't need to spit in my food if I come up there. I really miss my cheese fries.
I think you need to apologize to him. Hey, what's his what's his number? I'll apologize to him right now for you.
No, you're going to make it worse.
No, I won't.
Yeah, you will. I guarantee you.
I have my show notes here, and I bet you I can find his number.
Okay, it's just look up my city and look up the Denny's. It's like the only one.
Oh, just tell me. Don't you know the number?
No, actually I don't. I can find it, though, real quick. You know I'm having a contest on Amuseu. Amuseu.net, by the way.
Oh, Amuseu.net. Contest.
Yeah.
A video contest that I'm too lazy to do anything with.
It's pretty lame. You can just submit one of your old videos, and it doesn't matter. You can just submit anything. At this point, you'd probably win, because you'd be the only one. Actually, I haven't even put up the place to submit them, so...
So
I don't know.
What's the contest? Like, what do I have to do?
Oh, you just do something amusing and funny and videotape it and then submit it. And then on May 1st, everyone gets to vote for like 2 weeks. And then the winner gets this big prize pack of a bunch of crap that was in my closet. Plus $2.
A bunch of crap from your closet. I'm there. I'm entering.
There's a t-shirt that says, save the drama for your mama.
Oh my god, that's the most hilarious thing I've ever heard.
I've been looking everywhere for one of those.
It still has the tags on it.
You never wore it?
Are you ready? It still has the tags on it. And there's a Far Side book and a pillowcase that my mother-in-law embroidered.
So, you know, listeners, if you want a t-shirt that says save the drama for your mama, you need to make a video and send it to amuseu.net.
Oh, yeah. But I'm going to win it.
Yeah, you can just submit one of your old videos. So, thank you.
I'll wear it all the time.
Do you want the phone number?
I was kind of over that, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
No,
well, you don't have to, because you're probably just going to make it work anyway.
Okay, what's the number?
Okay, 972-423.
Mm-hmm.
Now everyone's going to call it.
Oh, no, I'm bleeping these out. It's okay.
Okay, 8005.
Okay.
You're probably not. You're just saying that. That's okay.
Come on.
I don't trust you.
I've had two people message me and tell me to hang the fuck up on you.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't have to talk to me.
Oh, no, it's not me. It's them.
Oh, okay. That's what my friends always say. Like, oh yeah, I want to talk to you, but somebody else doesn't want me to. Whatever.
That's weird. It's ringing.
Oh wow, it's ringing. Oh, Acid Pets just reposted it. Thank you.
Linear, stop watching hockey.
Oh,
I'm actually not.
Tonight. Okay, never mind.
Well, they're not answering, so I'm hanging up on both of you.
Thank you for calling Dennis Ambassador.
Oh, wait. Mendez.
Oh, yeah.
Mendez, hello?
Hello.
What the hell's that?
I don't know, but it's not Mendez, it's Arturo.
Put Mendez on the phone, idiot.
Mendez is not working today.
What's his home phone number? It's an emergency.
I don't have any for his phone number. I can give you his phone number. I'm sorry.
Who are you? No, it's okay. I'm with the corporate office. You can give it to me. It's an emergency.
Who are you? What's your name?
My name's Kevin Mitnick from the corporate office with Denny's, and we need his phone number.
I'm not authorized to give you your phone number. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay to give it to me because I'm with the corporate office.
Well, give me a second.
Okay.
Is that approved music?
I don't know what it is.
Did we let that play in our show, in our stores?
Some sort of interference. Maybe this would have worked better if I hadn't called him an idiot straight away.
How is this Shimano station?
Well, I hate this. I'm hanging up on everyone.
Oh, God.
Who could blame us, given up? There's a bug.
Cactus.
No.
Cactus. Water.
Who's this?
In the shadow. This is Cactus pissed on my ass.
Shit.
I step back. A veil.
PhoneLosers.org.
George, who you got picked for the Super Bowl?
The Super Bowl's over.
Not the Super Bowl, I mean the fucking fantasy baseball thing.
I don't know. I think that's Linear's department, and he just ran off for a beer or something.
Really?
No, but I'm thinking, I really think from Brooklyn can go all the way.
Yeah, I totally agree.
But you don't got anyone picked out your bracket?
No, I forgot to do that today.
Well, I mean, you got until August. I mean, but most all the people gotten in the draft now. I mean,
I'm gonna go do that right now.
Serious trade. Huh?
I'm gonna go do that right now.
Monkey whale sperm ball.
ESPN.com's got a pretty good bracket where you can pick shit out from.
Okay.
But you heard about Barry Bonds?
I think you're calling the wrong show.
Oh, my God.
Hi, who else is on? I just picked up a bunch of calls, blindly.
It's coming after me. Shit.
I know who you are.
I know who you are.
Who am I?
I'm going to call the police if you don't stop calling here.
Who am I? You don't know me?
You know who that is, right, Murdoch?
Monkey whale sperm ball.
Is it Mildred Monday?
I think so. I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah. This is your mother.
It's coming from an Indianapolis number.
I was going to say, it kind of sounds like my mom.
It's your mom calling.
Or it might be Tron. Because,
that's right. You got it. Ah!
Yes, we would like to hear a joke. As long as you don't scream monkey back. Balls and stuff. He said. What's the joke?
Yes.
Women's rights.
Women's what?
Women's rights. Women's rights.
I get it.
The joke is women's rights. Women do not have rights.
These are two gays, so... It's okay.
Phoenix.
Hi.
How's it going?
Great.
Awesome show you have going on right now.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was kind of disappointed in it tonight.
Yeah, well, it's better than weeks ago.
Considering really it's an anniversary show. You know, you'd think we'd have something prepared and something special.
Like thought you did.
What's that?
Thought you would have had cake or something, yeah.
So, you've seen War Games, right? Will you play the game thing? Because the show is almost over.
Oh, I'm fucking horribly, man.
You're not going to get any of them.
Not for a long time.
Nobody wants to play
what
the game.
Fucker. Hang up on that asshole. I'll play the game.
Well, fuck you. I have a joke. I have two jokes.
You get one joke.
I just
saw
War Games last week, since motherfucker. I get to play the game. Your jokes suck.
You suck.
Tell your joke quickly before I hang up.
Yes, quickly.
Why does it suck to be a black Jew? Oh, my God.
I did the hang up noise on him.
Oh, good. I'll do the War Games because I just saw that shit last week because I'm a big fucking loser.
All right. I have to do things here. Game show music. Alright. Like, this is the only one I think you might get.
Okay.
Are you ready? Alright.
No.
And this is from the movie War Games from 1980, whatever.
1984.
Okay, and the Google translation goes like this. Hi, this is Crystal Thompson, around 6 or front. First of all over her friends.
Can you repeat that?
Hi, this is Crystal Thompson, around 6 or front. First of all over her friends.
First of all over her friends.
And I think the one word that translated correctly would be crystal.
Oh, it's when he calls the chick from the Breakfast Club telling her to like pick her up, right? Pick him up, right?
No. Her name's not Crystal, it's Stephanie. Or wait, no, that's the robot movie. That's Short Circuit.
Oh, yeah, with the guy from Hackers, Mr. the Plague.
What's her name in War Games?
What's her name in War Games?
Ally Sheedy.
Ally Sheedy.
Well, anyway,
fucking Ally Sheedy from 1984 before she got fucking weird looking.
Okay, so you don't like it has nothing to do with her, but it says hi. This is Crystal Thompson around 6 or front. Do you give up?
Hi, Crystal Tower.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jen. She told me that in IRC, by the way.
Jen.
Yeah, I cheated. I'm a bad person.
All right, here's what it says.
Okay.
Hi, this is Crystal Palace. Think Iran has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all over aircraft.
But that's tough to translate because that's kind of shitty quality and it's shitty quality in the movie. To begin with, you know, because it's coming through kind of like a government loudspeaker.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, so why don't you pick a better sound clip?
That might be the best one.
Jesus Christ. Have some fucking professionalism.
Sorry. Okay, yeah, you're not going to get any of these. These all suck. Like, they translated really poorly.
Fuck it, then.
Okay.
Let's just talk about Cox.
We
can talk about that for the rest of the 10 minutes that you're on.
Okay, I'm just gonna like say what they are and then play them, but I'll give you a chance.
Okay.
Let's hear it. This next one. Hello, I was interested. So don't electricity for lack through it.
No. I do not know.
Okay, here it is. Here it is. Maybe.
Gentlemen, I wouldn't trust this overgrown pile of microchips if I really liked through it.
That's like my favorite line from that fucking movie, too.
I like the piss on the Google spark plug thing.
Google transcription sucks ass, man.
Yeah. Well, it's just because there's background sounds and
almost man. It almost sucks as much ass and fucks children like Tron does. You know, like Tron fucks kids in the ass. Anyway,
he sure does.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Don't make fun of Tron. He's gonna drop RBCP's public PO box all over the forms
again.
Oh
shit! No,
he just dropped my real name, so I had to say something about his pedophiliac past.
Oh, is he an IRC? Hi, Tron.
Spent time in prison for 2 years. So.
Okay, I'm going to quickly say these and play these. Okay, here's the translation. Hi, Roy.
All right.
And I didn't know so. And here's the translation. Could you even understand that?
No, I couldn't understand that because I've been watching War Games since you were in diapers, kid.
That's the one where the computer says, how about a nice game of chess? Next one. You better not, Roy. Please give us your when you get this gist.
Oh my god!
Maybe these suck so bad because the sound quality is awful because I was holding
sound
my...
The sound quality is awful. Do you want me to cut you... I have a DVD rip. Do you want me to cut you some fucking decent-sounding clips?
Yeah, would you?
Yeah, I would. And I was going to say...
Yeah, these are awful. Why did I even try?
Yeah, do you have any more?
Here's one that says Business Park Place. Let's see what it says. What it is.
I don't know. I think you just got a really crappy copy of that movie.
Oh no, I got them off of a soundboard on the internet, and I was playing them into the voicemail through my cell phone.
Oh well, that explains fucking pretty much everything.
So, Linear, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm ignoring the show.
Yeah, he's ignoring us.
Linear's playing in the forums and stuff.
Replace him with me.
Okay, Linear, you're fired.
Oh, thank God.
Fuck you, Linear. God, hang up the fucking phone on that dickhead.
He's been begging for this for years.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, shit.
Hi, James.
God.
Yeah, I just want to see how easy it would be to call the show a second time using a different name.
Oh, damn it.
It was so fucking easy.
You're just like Skunkworks now.
Oh, yeah. He does that?
Yeah.
I don't want to be like that, Bozo.
You kind of sound like him, so, you know.
Oh,
I'm willing to suspect, so.
The show's almost over. Can you tell us, like, your favorite memory of the show and say something to, like, redeem this hour of suckiness?
No. There's nothing that can save it.
Damn it.
You're wrong.
I'll hang up on this motherfucker.
Do it.
Oh, who is this, by the way?
You'll never know.
Okay.
Fine. I think you can tell.
Nope.
I think it was Acid
I sure
Pants.
Can't. I think it was Tully again having sex with Tron and Space Bison and Linear and Jim.
Hey, Oregon person, have you ever seen War Games before?
Did they hang up?
No.
Did he hang up?
I give up. We're all resigning tonight. We all quit. Fuck this place.
Yeah. I just want to take...
First time calling.
How long have you been listening?
I've been on the forum since 2006.
Holy crap. So since the very beginning, pretty much.
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name is James.
You sound depressed.
My handle is JimB20.
Okay.
I don't recognize me at all.
You sound sad. Is there anything we could do for you?
We could probably make the show better for him.
Yeah. Actually, I called. Did you ever follow up on your taking over the intercom of Fred Meyer?
Follow up on it?
Actually, you know, on your webpage it says that it no longer is available to do, although I was able to. I live here in Alaska where we have two of them in Fairbanks.
What, Fred Meyer's?
Yeah, I have a friend that works there. He told me the page extension is 1810.
Yeah, and, that's...
Actually, I was able to get on. I didn't do anything really great, but I just page clean up on aisle four.
That's cool. Did you call back and confirm that you were actually on?
Yeah, actually, I was in the store.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Well, maybe I'll have to give it another try then.
Yeah. And then apparently there's also an emergency paging extension that will overtake the normal paging code, but I don't know what that is.
Hmm.
I know, didn't know anything about it.
I should get a job at Fred Meyer's just for research purposes.
Although, why didn't you ever get a job at like Bell or something?
Well, I'm hanging up on you because you're depressing me.
And the show's over.
Yeah, the show's over, so.
Aw. That sucks.
Maybe I should play that show over music that I used to play.
You should.
Okay, it's playing. All
right.
Show's over music.
Oh.
Yeah, happy anniversary and stuff to us, I guess. And that's it. It's over. Do you really quit, Lanier?
I don't know. We'll see.
I'm going to replace you with Ann.
You should. Get her real drunk first.
That's usually already done for me by the time she gets here.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week, maybe.
I think Jessica's going to be here any second, and we might watch Lost again on the air, because I think it's hilarious that people sit here and listen to us watch Lost.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye. I'm
sorry that irritates you. God, Linear just hung up on me. What an asshole. Wait, I'm going to take a call without him because of that. Wait. Skunkworks.
Hey. Yeah, it's Skunkworks.
I'm taking this call.
Unfortunately, I missed most of the phone show, or maybe fortunately, because I don't think it was too interesting today, was it?
No, not really. I'm just taking this call in retaliation because Linear just hung up on me.
Haha, nice. So, unfortunately, I haven't done anything very interesting all week. I think about the most interesting thing I've done all week is install some overhead power strips in my basement. And built a Hubble adapter to plug them in.
Man, I wish Spessa was here to yell at you. Like, you know, why are you telling us this?
So, have you guys done anything interesting this week, you know?
No, not as interesting as power strips in the basement.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, well, I guess I've done a couple more interesting things. Like, I tweaked my wireless network.
Oh, God, I don't care.
I pirated some stuff on BitTorrent, and, yeah. And then I listened to the phone show, and everything was better.
That's good. Okay.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Thanks for calling in and letting us know about that.
Yeah, well, thank you for providing such a great sounding board for all of my boring, mundane, day-to-day tasks.
You're welcome.
Yep, and just keep up this phone show thing. Now that you're past a year, you're going to continue on for years and years and years.
I don't know. I think it's time to quit, seriously.
Yeah, actually, yeah, it probably is. I think the phone show jumped the shark around last April, so I'd just, you know, I'd fold it up. Start something leader that actually has to do with phones instead of, you know, the phone show that's just a talk show for you and Lanier and Spessa and just talking about random crap that no one really cares about.
Like power strips in the basement.
Exactly. Now you're getting it.
That's your point. I get it now. You've been mocking us all these months.
Oh, of course. It's not like I'm mentally deficient or anything. I'm just very good at circular logic, as Spessa likes to say.
Ah, I see what she's going to do. All right.
Yeah, darn it.
Bye. She knows me and I know her. My feelings are hurt.
What I hate. What I prefer. I know her scent. I know her touch. Where to hold her. And
that's Eric Burns calling in with music. I'm not sure why.